3 weeks ago, we began a teaching series called How to Be a Superhero. We've been focusing on biblical superheroes, trying to see and understand what trait that we might be able to glean from them to help us live superhero lives. Now, first we talked about David, and to be a superhero regarding to David, we need to face our Goliaths with a dangerous faith, a faith in God, not a fear in our Goliaths. I mean, how many Goliaths can we name, right? We all live with Goliaths in our life, and we need to stand up to those with a fearless faith, a faith, a dangerous faith. Well, last week we learned from Paul that to be a superhero, we need to have focus and fortitude. Focus and fortitude in our lives. Well, this week we come to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and my question to start with today is, what quality or qualities can we glean from Mary this week? Now, our scripture for today is taken from Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, I invite you to turn with me in your pew Bible or your Bible. Haven't said it for a while, but if I had my way, each of you would bring your own Bible to worship, all right? And so we can use it. And we're going to walk through this scripture, so keep your Bible handy. Luke chapter 1. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is Luke in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So the New Testament begins with what? Matthew, and then? And then? So it's the third book in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. Once you find that, would you close the Bible on your finger? Stand with me and let us say our Bible pledge this morning. Let's raise those Bibles high above our heads if you can. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read our scripture today. But I have to ask, does anyone ever have trouble saying incorruptible, indestructible? I tell you, during the 8 o'clock service, my tongue got tied around those words and it just wouldn't come out. Right. But anyway, all right. Luke chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Let's say that again. "For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.